do that with pleasure. Carlton Samuels?
Yes, speaking.
Nacho Amados?
Hello.
From the Registry constituency, Alan Greenberg Alak, Evan Lebovich, Steve Metallis, IPC, Mark Trachtenberg, IPC, Avery Doria, the TNSO Chair, Konstantinos Komatis, NCUC, and Philip Corwin from the Business Constituency. Then for staff, we have Margie Malam, Marika Koenix, Heidi Ulrich, and Liz Gaster, and Glenda Sangeri.
Okay, hello all. Okay, this is, I think, the first meeting of this drafting team. And so I've got an agenda that I put together that I'll explain in a second. But and by the way, the agenda came out. It was one of the messages under the Registrar Accreditation Agreement, RAA, drafting team, DTT, call on Tuesday, blah, blah. So it was under that announcement that we all got really confused on about what call was this, what were we to do. So let me quickly give background, and I apologize a little for raspy voice. The GNSO passed its recommendation, its motion to the board a while back, and in that motion we had suggested the creation of two different groups. One to look at further possible improvements, changes, what have you, what the right word is, to the RAA, and the other one to look at the registrant's Bill of Rights, or whatever name it is finally given. These were basically things that came out of sort of the consensus building movement at the end in the GNSO to accept that. Now, as far as I know, the board approved the RAA amendments, but didn't in any sense bless these groups, but that doesn't mean that we don't go on with them. So now, when it came to the GNSO to basically start building charters for these two groups and such to take the next step in the creation of working groups, it decided that as opposed to building two drafting teams for charters from the very beginning, because it was really difficult at times to know exactly where one topic began and the other one ended, that it would put together one drafting team to work on the working group charters. Now, a further complication in this is that while working groups are GNSO-sponsored things, entities, the one on registrant rights is to be a joint ALAC GNSO working group, so the procedure of putting together a working group for that will be slightly different than just GNSO passing a charter. My assumption would be is coming up with a charter that works for both the GNSO and ALAC, and both groups would have to bless it. So that's sort of the background of why one group, why the name of it is what the name of it is, because it came out of the emotion, the motion on the RAA agreement. And so since both of these working groups are sort of produced out of that, that's where the name for this drafting team and this meeting came. So I sent around a first agenda, since this group had no one coordinating or leading it, as GNSO chair, either GNSO chair or vice chair, sort of fills that role until someone else comes forward to fill that role. So the first thing I had on this, a very selfish point, is figure out who's going to coordinate this team. I'm starting out as interim until replaced, but I really do believe it should be someone other than me, partially because I'm always going around and starting off the various groups. And it may be difficult for me to stay completely focused as much as the person chairing this needs to. Then, to start the work of figuring out how many working groups we're actually working on and how it's divided, figure out how the GNSO and ALAC are going to work together on this, and then get volunteers to start working on charters and motions if we get that far. Now, one other item I should probably put in before I start opening on the first item is that Cheryl and I have spoken, and what we have basically sort of set as the first place is we would have this meeting, we would see what develops of it, then I think there would already be enough people from ALAC in this one that it would sort of be a natural way forward to just say this group keeps working on it. Or if we didn't have sufficient representation from ALAC here, or the people from ALAC felt that that was still the right way to go, we would plan a separate call for people from this group and people from ALAC Central Committee, or whatever the proper name is, ALAC, to and please correct me and forgive me for not having names straight. I often don't get my own name straight. For actually having a joint call to figure out how to proceed from there. So, I don't know if there's any question, clarifications, or whatever on that first bit of steel. Nope.
Aubrey,
yes.
Steve, I think you've laid out the tasks here, but it may be that the first step is to figure out if this is one group or two groups, because if it's two groups, then I guess we need two coordinators.
Well, okay, the first thing is, I think for the moment, the GNSO has certainly put together just one drafting team. I think that for certain, I think it's for the GNSO, it's one drafting team to produce two charters, unless we decide that one drafting team can't produce two charters. I think once we have charters, we're probably talking about two working groups, but I don't know if we actually need two drafting teams, unless people think we need two drafting teams. Does that make sense in terms of the separation of how many drafting teams do we need for charters and how many working groups do we need to charter?
It's Alan. I suspect, but I don't know, that we may well find that when we go on to trying to draft the RIA charter, the working group charter, it becomes a more complex issue and is not going to be the focus of some of the people on the group right now. So the group may well evolve.
Right. One of the things that concerns me, to be honest, about splitting it too early in the drafting team is that we seem to understand the first step of the RAA. We've already moved pretty much to the second item, which I think is not a good idea because we still need to find out if there's another person to serve as the chair, but we can move that to the end. We seem to have determined that for the RA, for the registrant rights, the first activity is fairly clearly defined, and that's find out what rights there are already and get them documented. Now, the second step to that seems...
Avery, it's Alan, I think you're jumping the gun. I think we need to make sure that we're all talking about the same document with the same content before we go on to saying how do we draft it. I suspect that is not the case at the moment.
You mean there's more than one document defining what rights already exist and are defined?
I think different people on this call and in previous conversations may have different perceptions about what a registrant right charter is.
I see.
I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think so.
This is Evan. I'll add on to what Alan was saying in the sense that I think there's a little bit of confusion over whether or not the intended charter is to be simply an enumeration of current rights and responsibilities or something that we should be working towards in terms of defining what rights should be.
I acknowledge that, and if I had sort of finished the bit I was saying,
sorry.
I had talked about a first part of enumerating what rights have already been defined and getting them into one place. Then the second part I thought was one looks at that and then says, aha, okay, well, what gaps are there? What rights need to be further defined and moving on from there? And that second part at some point needed to dovetail back into a RAA type of agreement. Because one doesn't define rights outside of the agreement. But anyhow, I'll stop. First of all, is there anyone else that wants to lead this? Please. Okay, I'll keep doing it for the moment, but please, I will be looking for someone to take over this responsibility. That's another thing. With two drafting teams, we need to find two people. So I guess what we moved to was figure out how many groups we need. And I guess we need to divide that discussion first into how many groups do we need to draft charters, and then second, how many groups do we need to do the work. And I'll take a cue on who wants to talk to it.
Alan?
Anyone else? Wait and hear what Alan says. Okay, Alan.
In my mind, and I may be unique, I think the drafting the charter for the registrant right to drafting the charter to write the registrant right document, so we don't use the word charter twice. Once we come to closure and everyone agreeing what that charter is, I think it's the easy task. And I would suggest we do that one first. Writing a charter for a working group on RAA, I think, is going to be a much more complex one, because it's going to involve, in the long term, not just writing policy, but some levels of negotiation and discussion with registrars. Based on the contract, it's a more complex process, I think. I would prefer to have some more registrars here to speak to that. But so I think that's going to be the second one. And I think that, although I hope we'll have only one chair for both parts, I think the group is going to evolve if we do it in that order, which I think is the logical order to do it in.
Certainly working sequentially makes sense, although possibly we could also work in parallel if we had different groups of people interested in different things. Anyone else?
Aubrey, this is Steve.
It's Carlton.
Steve, okay, I have Steve. Let me build a list. Who after Steve?
Carlton.
Anyone else wish to be on the list? Okay, go ahead, Steve.
Yes, I just sent around what was actually adopted by the council on this. And I think this is what we're basing our discussions here on, and it seems to contemplate two groups. There's sort of a parallel process. They both have to culminate by, you're supposed to report by July 31st. But it does seem to be that the council contemplated two separate groups. There's obviously a lot of overlap, or some overlap, between these tasks, but there certainly are some things that would be covered in the RAA group that might not be covered in the registrant rights charter group, and perhaps vice versa. So I know that there's some benefit to and efficiency benefit to if we can combine them, but I'm just wondering whether that's first consistent with the council resolution, and second, there's enough overlap for that to work.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, the council resolution, if I remember it correctly, I haven't seen what you sent around yet, it was to have basically both groups chartered by the 31st. Is that correct?
No.
Not to have them actually done or doing stuff yet.
No, I think as I read it, and folks can read it, it says a draft registered rights charter. I mean, just a draft of registered rights charter, and a draft charter, which I assume means registered rights charter, shall be completed no later than July 31st. And then the second paragraph says the drafting team on RAA shall endeavor to provide its advice to the council and ICANN staff no later than July 31st. So that seems to be two separate work products. Now, I recognize that this resolution was adopted when the council thought and hoped that the board would act on the package of RAA amendments in March in Mexico City. So the board ended up not acting until May. So that obviously makes this makes it difficult to meet these deadlines. But I'm just kind of going back to what the council said.
Yeah.
Could I get back in the queue, Ivory Tom?
Okay, I've got Carlton, and then I've got Alan. Carlton?
Yes, this is Carlton. I was pretty much the same concern I had. But if you look at the council resolution, it seems to suggest that there are two separate draftings. But somehow it seems that they expect them to coincide and come together at the end, which suggests to me that they were expecting parallel working teams. But I really support Alan on this. I think it should be sequential. It makes much more operational sense to make them sequential.
Aubrey, it's Christina. Can I get in the queue, please?
Certainly. Hi, Christina. Okay, I've got Alan and Christina. Anyone else to push to be in the queue while I'm queue building? Okay, go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, I think we need to make sure that we're not confusing this drafting team, which is drafting charters, and the group or groups which will use those charters and produce the actual work product. In my mind, and based on the early comments on the mailing list, everyone seems to agree that the group producing the registered right charter and the group working on RIA amendments will likely be two different groups.
Yeah.
The council, in its wisdom or its whatever, decided that there would be one drafting team to draft the two charters. And that's the process that I'm suggesting we may want to look at sequentially, but quickly, because there was a target within the resolution of 30 days after the board motion.
Yep.
And whether we miss the dates or not because of the two-month delay in the board decision and whatever is not, you know, we need to discuss that as we write the charters, whether we need to slip those dates anyway. But I think right now we are just talking about writing the charters, not doing the work. And that was the only thing the council deemed at this point to be done by the same group.
Yeah. And so it left the question open of how many groups came after. Christina?
I would just note that from my perspective as somebody who was very involved in drafting this resolution, that it was not the intention that you would have one group drafting both, or at least it was not my intention as a drafter.
That you would not have one group drafting both charters, or you would not have one group doing both bits of work?
Both.
I see. Okay, because within the council, we did end up voting for just approving just one drafting team.
With some dissension.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember. I guess Christina must have been among the dissenting. And I think in some ways, it really doesn't matter if we have within this one group, it separates into two different groups of people working on the two different charters, and we bring it back. I mean, drafting teams are not that formal. And if this drafting team naturally splits into two drafting teams to do the work, you know, but perhaps just using a common list, is that a problem? I'm asking a question.
I don't think we should spend the next month debating the structure of the drafting team.
Neither do I, but people need to agree on what we're doing.
Hand up.
Who?
Evan.
Evan, yes.
The way I've been reading it on the mailing list, it seems like the two groups have very, very different functions. I mean, I see the rights charter is almost a visionary kind of document as opposed to the RIA, which is much more of a contractual, let's implement this in legalese kind of thing. The two things I personally see as being actually fairly different things.
Okay, I have a question. What does the rights document mean if it's not embodied in contract?
Well, they are both required, but they're both very different things. You know, think of a constitution and think of the laws that are governed by the constitution. They're very different things.
Okay.
I can speak with some authority that what Tim and the registrars think we are talking about in a charter of rights is an enumeration of existing rights in clear language that's accessible to registrants, not buried in the details of contracts, but it simply documents rights and responsibilities of registrants.
Yeah,
not the visionary document that Evan is talking about, and that's the substance of the difference that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the documentation thing could be something that staff could do. We don't need to get involved in something that simply enumerates what exists.
And indeed, the RAA refers to it as if I can ever draft the document. I suspect that Bill Drake, if he was on the call, would say what we really meant was what Evan was talking about. And that's why I think we really need to have the discussion and get it out with the people who were part of the drafting of the motion to make sure that we are talking about the same thing and not two different things. I don't. Christina was part of that. Maybe Christina could tell us what she thought it meant.
To be perfectly candid with you, I was more focused on the other part of the resolution than the registrant charter. So I can't purport to give any kind of definitive.
It's unfortunate we have neither Bill nor Tim on the call.
Okay.
Well, this is Mark Trachtenberg. I mean,
yes,
to the extent
sir.
that the Charter of Registrant Rights is just an enumeration of existing rights, it seems to me that it's not so relevant to the discussion of further amendments to the RAA.
Yeah. Well, that was just the first step. I think that the compromise that sort of came out, if I was listening accurately, between Bill and Tim at various points, is first enumerate what's there and then discuss where the gaps are and where one goes from there.
Based on a message that Tim sent to the list a few days ago, it's clear in his mind that the where we go from here and what's missing is the RAA discussion, not the registrant right charter discussion.
Exactly, and that's why at this point we ended up in sort of a similar, in a single drafting team to try and sort of figure out that, because that is indeed, you know, the way it looks to some of the GNSO participants.
But to the extent that we're going to, you know, identify things that are gaps in the, you know, in an existing, you know, registrant rights charter or whatever existing registrant rights are, it would seem to me, to the extent that we're going to try and incorporate those things into the RAs, and that the RA amendments would then have to be a discussion that's subsequent to figuring out all of the registrant rights issues. So instead of running parallel, it would seem that logically the registrar accreditation agreement amendments would have to run after some type of registrant rights discussion.
I don't know. We have long lists of desired rights at this point, which were not implemented in this RAA.
And Christina can probably speak to this better than I can. I think, though, that there were also a list of concerns that, while they may be cast as registrant rights, that there were basically a list of concrete concerns that a number of people had about the RAA that hadn't been covered in the amendments that they wanted to start working on immediately. So one could look at it as there are two initial steps, one for the RAA amendments group, which is to figure out what the list of things are, and there's a basket of items, one of which is possible registrants' rights that will come out of the other group. And then there's another group that starts working on, you know, defining what registrants' rights there are, identifying the gaps, and basically writing almost a requirements document of what rights needed to be further defined. And that was an input then later to the RAA group, but they didn't need to wait on that because it was a whole long list of issues that were already in people's mind and pending for that group to start looking into and to start figuring out, were those issues that could be dealt with within the consensus policies? Were those issues that were purely contractual that needed to find some other means, et cetera? So basically getting a list of those issues and starting to understand what the process would be for getting those issues taken care of. And registrants' rights, per se, was just one item in that basket. And Christina, please tell me if I've got that wrong.
No, you don't. And, in fact, it's my recollection, although I would certainly defer to Bill and Mary and other folks from the NCUC, it's my recollection that the primary reason the registrant rights charter was filtered out and dealt with separately was to ensure that it was dealt with quickly, as opposed to just lumping it in with everything else and having it dealt with when it kind of came to the top of the list.
I see. Okay, that was a piece that I didn't include. Thank you. So, Does anyone else want to speak on this topic in general yet before we try to narrow down what to do?
Yeah, Aubrey, this is Steve.
Yes.
I think you've summarized it quite well, I think. And I suppose I think there's some overlap, but not, there's a lot of non-overlap too. So I guess my suggestion would be that the people whose focus is more on the RAA amendments, which will include a number of topics, one of which is registrants' rights, should form their group, and the people who are mostly interested in the registrant rights charter, this document of sort of an aspirational document or not limited to just reciting what the rights are in the existing RAA, should form that group, and that they can work in parallel, at least at first, with the understanding that the output of the registered rights group will have to get incorporated at some point into discussion of RAA amendments to some extent. And I would if I would volunteer to circulate to those interested a draft of the charter for the RAA drafting team, if you will, if the staff can provide me with kind of a template of what needs to be in such a charter.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. Would you have any objection, though, to working within the same list? And just carefully subject our notes so people knew which one we were playing with.
It's fine with me.
Just so we can keep it confused and people that are interested in both can follow both.
Avery, do you envision one of the outputs of the charter working group to be the document of existing rights, which will then get posted on the ICANN website and registrars are required to point to?
Insofar as I have any vision at all, other than trying to make sure that these groups get started reasonably, if that's seen as basically at the moment I'm calling it the RAA amendments and the registrant's rights. So on the registrant's rights side, I would see that as being a first outcome.
Okay, but that group would then continue and also work on aspired rights.
Yes, with one caveat. This group, that group, the registrant rights group, needs to coordinate with ALAC more than just this meeting coordinating with ALAC. But, you know, my agreement with Cheryl is that for the registrant rights part of this, ALAC, it's a peerage.
Understand, but in your mind, it's a two-step process. One is the tabulation in clear, simple language of existing rights, and the other is then go on with it and say, what should they be?
That would be my, you know, engineer's take on a way to do it, yes. As I say, I'm just one person, you know, who happens to look at things in that sort of progression. You know, I mean, I could certainly imagine that there would be others, and it's really up to that group to figure out what it's going to do, that would say, no, first we have to discuss the normative of what should be, and then once we have the normative, let's check off the ones that are met and deal with the ones that aren't. Now, that's not the approach that I would take, but I could certainly imagine the group of people working on that, you know, coming to a consensus decision. I'm not sure, because I would assume there'd be registrars in that group, but that would be one possible way that people would approach it. As I say, that's not the one I would personally recommend, but I could certainly see the rhyme or reason to it. So, if that do people object to sort of working in these two separate groups within this team and sort of tracking what each other's doing by reading on the list, but really even having separate conversations while we're doing this? And Steve, do I understand that circulating a first draft means that you're also sort of willing to take responsibility for sort of ushering this through?
Sure. I'll be glad to take that.
Okay.
Again, I'm hoping the staff can provide me a template.
I think Marika or Margie may already have one. Marika or Margie, I mean, you guys already have kind of like a template that you've used for other new working groups, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, we can easily put something together and help Steve.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yeah, I thought, because I knew you had helped already several other working groups, so I was pretty sure that you had those in your arsenal. Now, in terms of the other group, the registrants, what I'm calling the registrants' rights group for now, leaving the word charter out of its name, how do we want to approach that?
Well, this is Evan. You said that there was a need for more ALAC engagement on that part of it?
Unless you guys are the official representatives of ALAC and what you know, you guys are actually representing them, I believe that since this is a GNSO meeting, that we need to have that bit of coordination.
We can come to closure on that ourselves moderately quickly. I'm more concerned with ensuring that we have NCUC participation, which is where this motion originated.
Right.
And without having Mary or Bill here, who were involved in that process, I don't think we're in a position to make decisions.
Okay.
And similarly with Tim.
Right. So we need to get a dialogue going between Tim, Mary, Bill, Alan, and Evan to bring that together. So, in other words, and is there anyone else from ALAC that we need to pull in? Like, do we need to pull in Cheryl, or is that, you guys are really...
That can be punted back to ALAC to find out who else is interested. I think if we end up asking if there's volunteers who are interested specifically on, I'll call it a visionary document on registrant rights, we're probably going to get more people involved than there were for purely the RAA.
Well, this is Carlton. Can I say that that's one of the reasons why I kept on trying to be a part of this group? Because from the discussions in at large, the issue has always been that we should have an overarching visionary document that sets out certain objectives. And that is what I thought I was signing up to be a part of. And if we go back to ALAC and to the at large, we'll probably get some more people know that we are at a definitional stage.
Avery, to answer your question, for this drafting team, I do not believe we need anyone else. If we decide to add one more person, we'll say so quickly. For the working group,
we don't need to have a joint meeting.
For the joint working group, the answer may be quite different.
Okay, so we don't need to have...
First, we need the charter.
But Alan, do I hear you right that this is not really a GNSO ALAC thing? This is really an NCUC ALAC thing.
It's a GNSO. It's a GNSO ALAC thing. However, NCUC has been the motivating force within the GNSO for this particular activity. Okay. So now we have one group that's already working on putting together the shell of the charter for this one. It sounds like with Carlton, Evan, Alan, volunteering Bill, who's not here, and volunteering Tim, who's not here, we have a group of people who could begin working on the other charter.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to suggest inviting in Garth Bruin as well. He, in a small conversation of this on the North American regional region that we had yesterday, he sounded like he was quite interested in this, and it's what he's been doing in his day job for quite a while.
There might be
one or two other people I'd want to...
Evan, I thought we were talking in that conversation about the actual working group, not the drafting team.
Okay. At the moment, we have to build a charter for this work that can be blessed by both ALAC and GNSO.
Yeah.
Before we actually start on the work, we need some document that basically defines the parameters of the work, says what its outcomes are, gives a couple of milestones, and that sort of administrative bookkeeping at the beginning of project to make sure we have something that we can track.
So this isn't for making the charter, this is for defining it.
This is for defining the group that does the work.
With a work product due in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or less.
Okay, so Alan, Are you willing to sort of take the lead on trying to get that charter together?
No, but I'd like Bill. I would like to try to get Bill in that position.
Like to try and get Bill in that position.
I'm already overcommitted, and
I've done this.
For a whole bunch of reasons,
already.
I believe he should be leading this, not me.
Okay, so I guess I'll try and get Bill to do that. Now, I guess I come back to a question. I earlier was indicating that I thought maybe keeping this on two lists, on one list was the best. But as I listen to people, I start to wonder whether that makes sense.
Avery, this is Stefan.
Hi, Stefan.
Hi, I've been listening to you guys. I would like to... I seem to be the only registrar representative on the call. I would like to be able to follow both conversations if there's an email list that allows that.
Okay, great. Then we'll stay with one.
This is
do you have anything to add to the conversation?
Sorry.
What was that?
This is short enough lived that it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't dictating something that everyone else thought was painful. Stefan, we've been talking about registrars and what they want and how they want to see things go. And I know you intentionally kept yourself quiet, but now that you've betrayed your presence.
I wasn't trying to be stealthy or anything, but I just wanted to listen to what was being said. I was unsure that on the second part of the motion, the part about whether there are further amendments that need to be drafted or not, I think we need to start from a registrar point of view. The crucial issues obviously are with the possible further changes to the RAA, and if there is a need for further changes. That's one question that we need to answer from a registrar perspective is, are further amendments needed, and if so, what are they? So obviously there will need to be some kind of registrar presence on that drafting team or working group or whatever it will be. On the other one, I think I'd love to be an observer at least and just listen to what people feel should go in the registrant rights charter. I'm sure some registrar input is needed there as well, and I would hope it would be welcomed.
Thanks, I'm sure it would be. Okay, I have a question for staff, and I don't know if anyone here is prepared to answer it. Several times people have sort of said, oh, well, the enumeration of what rights and responsibilities are already defined in the RAA is something that the staff could easily, I don't know if the word easily was added, but could do. Now, is that something that the staff is willing to take on, doing that initial enumeration?
This is Margie. I had thought that would be very useful if the rest of the group thought that would be okay. It would obviously be a starting point, and more could be added to it or taken out, but that'd be a fairly easy exercise on our part to come up with, you know, the types of things, section references, that sort of thing.
Is there any objection to asking staff to do that as we're developing these charters, which gives us a jump start on certainly what the registrant's rights group would be building on?
Nope. Quicker the better.
Hearing no objection, Margie, if you could fit that into your list of things to do, it would be very much appreciated. And, you know, if you could let us know at some point, and obviously not immediately, you know, how long that would take you, that would be useful.
Yeah, no, I could, if it was okay with the group, I could work on that this week. It's something that I've already kind of been giving thought to, so it wouldn't take more than this week to put something together for you guys.
It seems like it's okay with this group. I don't think anybody's saying no.
Okay.
So, thank you.
I'll take that as an action item.
Okay, thanks. Okay. So I guess coming out of this, I don't know how much more there is to be done today, other than I want to list what's happening, and then we can see. We basically, we've sort of understood that there'll be two separate efforts within this team. One to produce a charter for RAA amendments, and that Steve will sort of develop a first cut at that with help from, I guess it was, either Margie or Marika, I wasn't sure, who's the Stucky for this particular group.
It's Margie.
And then, huh?
Margie,
okay. I think that was Marika saying that.
Yes.
Okay. And on registrant rights, that basically we have a first action item is that Margie is going to pull together a list of the existing ones. In the meantime, we'll start thinking about a charter for the effort, and we will try to get someone from NUCUC, namely Bill, to sort of take the lead on this. Alan, can I enlist your help in trying to get me to talk Bill into doing that?
You bet.
Okay. So you and I have an action item to try and convince Bill that having gotten this into the motion, he is invited to step up and sort of take a lead on that effort. Is there anything else we need to cover? I don't think we can go that much further down either of the paths at this point productively, and it would give me great joy to end at least one meeting in my life before time. Is there anything else that we should cover now? Should we plan for another meeting before Sydney, or should we try and gather ourselves at some point, at least informally, at least the two separate, efforts in Sydney? How should we approach taking the next step, other than continuing on the list?
I'd certainly like to see a draft charter, not necessarily agreed on by all parties, posted well before we leave for Sydney. And it sounds like Steve is well on the way to doing that on the second half. If we can try to orchestrate that on the first half, I think that will make for a much more productive, quick meeting.
Okay.
In Sydney.
We don't need another meeting, do we, before Sydney?
Probably impossible to arrange.
Probably impossible. I know I'm traveling to Sydney starting on Wednesday next week.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, this is Evan. I mean, in my sort of wish list, what would be great is to start to assemble the people who would actually be working on the rights document to start that ball rolling in Sydney.
I think that's a great idea in the background for people to start, pulling together the teams and stuff so that as soon as we've got, the charters agreed to, they can just start cooking. Anything else we should cover today? I thank you for putting up with all my confusion, and I wish us good luck in getting the work started.
Thanks very much, Avery.
Safe travels for everyone if we don't talk again.
Okay, yeah.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.